International law enforcement officials are tracking a flow of money from the Middle East that is supporting terrorist attacks in Southeast Asia. Just last month, the U.S. identified 10 leaders of a group called Jamaa Islamiya and sought to freeze their assets. And this week, we've been talking to people who are tracing the financing of that group. It has ties to Al-Qaeda and operates across the peninsulas and islands of Indonesia, Malaysia, and neighboring states. Authorities blame Jamaa Islamiya for last year's bombings on the resort island of Bali, Indonesia. Just this week, two judges approved a death sentence for one bomber. The man testified that he knew Osama bin Laden and that he wanted revenge against the West. Authorities say his group is supported by a network of Islamic charities and front companies. Zachary Abuza visited some of those companies as he researched a book called Militant Islam in Southeast Asia.
I spent a fair bit of time at the largest charity in Indonesia called Compaq. And they have pretty grungy offices in a pretty grungy part of Jakarta. And so these Saudi charities would come in and they would make large donations to Compaq.
And Zachary Abuza says some of that money goes to illegal activity.
And Compaq had the men on the ground and would disperse these funds.
Did you just walk in and say, "Hi, I'm a Western college professor and I'm researching your charity's ties to a battle against Western civilization, and you mind answering some questions about that?"
Well, I didn't say it quite like that, but I did just walk in and knocked on the door one day and said that I was interested, that there are allegations that you have been connected to terrorist activities. Several of their senior members had been arrested for terrorism, and I wanted to get their side of the story. They have volumes and volumes of picture albums, and they'll show you a picture of every mother or grandmother that they have given a bag of rice to. And I have no doubt that they have provided humanitarian relief, but they were taking Compaq funds and using it and diverting it to fund two paramilitary organizations.
And they told you that they were innocent?
Well, they didn't come out and defend the people who had been arrested. Their attitude was, what these people do on their own time is not our concern.
Their activities are of concern to law enforcement officials who suspect that terrorists may find Southeast Asia hospitable after being driven from Afghanistan and Pakistan. Southeast Asia has loose banking regulations, which make it easier to move money. U.S. officials say terrorist couriers often take commercial flights into Jakarta or Kuala Lumpur carrying suitcases full of cash. The United States says it has been working to share intelligence and improve its relations with governments throughout Southeast Asia. This summer, a Jamaa Islamiya leader known as Hambali was arrested in Thailand. He's now in U.S. custody. David Offhauser is general counsel for the U.S. Treasury Department and the chairman of a committee that tracks terrorist financing around the world.
Singapore has been a singular partner in this and have arrested scores of JI people in concert with us. Malaysia has been a bit of a harder reach, but there's significant and productive progress there, and I'm reasonably satisfied.
Why are they a harder reach?
I think the political situation there doesn't lend itself to easily conceding to unilateral bids by us.
There are people there who will say, we do not want Americans coming in and rooting around in our country unless there's a very good reason.
That's too harsh. I think it's a wiser and more prudent way to look at it is that this would be better if we acted on this first and you followed us rather than vice versa.
Yet some analysts say authorities could do more. Rohan Gunaratna is a researcher at the Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies in Singapore, where he tracks government efforts to stop Jamaa Islamiya.
They have not yet criminalized these groups. It's perfectly legal for anyone to be a member of JI in those countries.
They should be outlawed?
Yes, they must be designated or they must be proscribed as terrorist groups. And then government must attack their propaganda, their fundraising, their banking, whatever infrastructure that is enabling, that is supporting, that is sustaining terrorism.
For example, there's Compaq, that charity that author Zachary Abuza visited during his travels in Jakarta. We brought up that charity when we met the Treasury Department's David Offhauser this week. There it is. It's still operating, even though some of its leaders have been arrested. Anything wrong with that?
You may learn a great deal by watching what's going on at Compaq.
What will I learn?
What's afoot? There's frequently profit in watching what's happening and you also are not aware of what we might have prevented anyway without designating them.
Well, there's a little smile on your face, and I'd love to be educated as to what I'm missing.
Well, this is radio. I'm sorry you can't see the smile.
What am I missing?
Let's just say we're well aware of Compact, and I'm reasonably satisfied that we're ahead of the curve on it.
An American lawmaker who oversees efforts to cut off terror financing says the U.S. is beginning to make progress. Arizona Senator John Kyle says it helps to shut off even a few sources of cash.
It's kind of like taking out a major drug cartel. And in the days and weeks and months that follow that, it's a lot easier to deal with the trafficking once you've taken down one of these guys.
Still, Kyle acknowledges that just as drug dealers keep dealing, terror groups keep searching for alternative sources of funding.